Genesis 27 on Through the Word, and the story of Isaac blessing his son. Now exactly which son he will bless is a little tricky. Even Isaac gets confused about that one. In this story, we see the awesome value of a father's blessing upon his son. Sadly, we'll also see two boys who are willing to lie, cheat, and deceive in order to get it. We are in the story of the first patriarchs of the faith. Isaac is an old man now, and his twin boys, Esau and Jacob, are fully grown, but not yet married. Esau was older, by only a few seconds, but that was enough to give him all the rights of firstborn. And yet, God declared from the very beginning that the older will serve the younger. That was God's plan, for Jacob to be the leader ultimately. As we shall see, God will have his way, but what the people do in the meantime is rather a mess. Let's read at verse 1. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son," and he answered, "Here I am." He said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare for me delicious food, such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." So Isaac is old and blind now, and he wants to give Esau his fatherly blessing. Esau was a hunter, while Jacob a homebody. So Isaac sent Esau out on the hunt. Now before we get too far, I have to point out something. In Genesis 27, everyone is getting it wrong. Everyone but God, of course. You have to get used to this in the Bible. We like to look for the good guys and the bad guys, or at least someone to root for. But in the Bible, as in real life, we don't always have a good guy in every story. The Bible presents real people, and here we have a family with four people who believe in God, and every one of them is getting it wrong. Lies, deception, selfish ambition, rebellion against God's plan, anger, even hatred. The amazing thing about it is, God still accomplishes his plan. But there will be a high price to pay for the deception. This family will be driven apart before we're done. So what did Isaac do wrong? Isaac knows God's declaration that the older will serve the younger, but the older is his favorite, so he is stubbornly resisting God's will, charging ahead to bless Esau. Isaac appears to be the innocent party here, but as the patriarch, he is responsible for his family, and he is the one who instigates the whole mess by choosing a favorite and trying to bless the wrong son. Next up, Rebekah gets it wrong. Rebekah was eavesdropping, and she overheard Isaac's instruction, but she wants Jacob to get the blessing. Jacob is mom's favorite. So she calls Jacob over and gives him a plan. In verse 8, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice as I command you. Go to the flock and bring me two good young goats, so that I may prepare from them delicious food for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father to eat, so that he may bless you before he dies." So Rebekah has concocted a scheme to trick her hubby into blessing the wrong son. Or is it the right one? It's a little hard to keep track. But what is Rebekah doing wrong? Well, for one, she's plotting a huge deception. And another, she's disrespecting her husband. But isn't she just trying to do something that God had already planned? Yes, but Rebekah is trying to accomplish God's will and do God's work, but in her way. And it will backfire. You cannot achieve God's will in your way. As we shall see, God will work out his plan, but your schemes and your way will cost you. So what is this blessing anyway? And what's the big deal? It's not the birthright. That was the inheritance and the responsibility for leading the family. But what's this blessing? Children, all children, crave the blessing from their parents. They long to hear from mom and dad about who they are and where they are going. Here in America, our culture has almost completely lost this concept, but every kid needs it. There's two essential elements to the blessing, a proclamation of who they are and a revelation of where they are headed. My son, this is what I see in you now, and this is where I see your life going. My daughter, I have watched God do this work in you, and this is the plan I think he has for you. This is not about forcing your dreams on your kids. It's about believing in them. Better yet, it's about believing God for who he made them to be and where he is leading them. Without the blessing of their parents, especially dads, kids wander without direction. Who am I? Where am I headed? And who is supposed to tell me? So parents, for you and I both, give your kids the blessing. So that's what Rebekah wants for Jacob, but Jacob is not too sure about the plan. At verse 11, "But Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, 'Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be mocking him and bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing. Now notice that Jacob's only real concern is that he would seem to be mocking or appear to be tricking. Never mind that he would be lying. He's only concerned with how it looks. And this is where Jacob gets it wrong. He puts reputation over character. It's not who I am, it's what people think of me that matters. D.L. Moody said, "Character is what you are in the dark." Well, Rebekah reassures him and comes up with a plan to put Esau's clothing on Jacob and use hairy goatskin on his arms and neck for hair. And it works. Jacob goes in with the clothing, the fuzzy arms, and the food ready to go. But Isaac still seems a little leery. In verse 24, he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He answered, "I am." So Isaac checks the hairy arms, he smells the clothing, and the great deception works. And in verse 28, Isaac gives the blessing. "May God give you of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." That's it. Jacob was blessed. It was God's plan from the beginning, and it would be accomplished one way or the other. But the repercussions of Jacob's lies, Rebekah's refusal to trust God's way, and Isaac's denial of God's plan, those repercussions started immediately. No sooner did Jacob walk out than Esau walked in. A narrow escape, but it wouldn't last. Esau enters, and both he and Isaac realize the deception. Both are shaken, but Isaac finally recognizes that the blessing was truly for Jacob after all. Esau is fit to kill, and he begs for a blessing. "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" But there was no blessing to give, and Isaac knew it. But why was there no blessing for Esau? What was God's plan here? I don't know for sure, but perhaps God knew something. Remember that Esau pictures the flesh. Esau was a hunter, a manly man, but not interested in spiritual things. He despised his birthright, counted it worthless, and that included the spiritual leadership of the family. Esau did not want to lead spiritually, and God had no blessing for the man only interested in the flesh. Esau is enraged, and his anger turns to murderous venom against Jacob. Rebekah fears for Jacob's life and sends him away to her brother. And Rebekah, who tried to accomplish God's will in her way, would never see her favorite son again. As for Jacob, he is no man of faith just yet. As you read, you'll notice that he still refers to the Lord as his father's God, not his own. But God knows the future, and his plans would be accomplished not through the man Jacob is, but through the man Jacob would become. Jacob has a long journey ahead, and because of his lies, that journey was now a lonely one. We'll see Jacob again out on the lonesome road in chapter 28.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.